Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Normally we listen to Father Adriano at this time, but we're going to listen to more discussions with Alfred Mira. We had to make a few schedule changes so we could listen to our interviews this week from Jim Sano, which was great. In the meantime, always remember where you can find us. And you can also find us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. Let us go right over to our discussion with Mr. Alfred Mira. Then let me throw something in just as a thought, because one of the important parts of this discussion is understanding that as Catholics and all Christians are called to seek to know the truth to a deeper level, not just to follow rules. It's what I always teach, as you know.
Oh, sure.
So in this great variety, God is still calling us to be united in Him, whereas if we think what the devil wants, he wants us to use that variety to separate ourselves. Would that make sense?
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to pit one against the other as we go forward into our life's testimony about God given to us as our message or our mission.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to screw it up.
Because that's what he wants.
But it's so easy to avoid that. Let's not worry about the tiniest little faults and everything else. Of course, everybody has a fault in every one of the virtues of the Holy Spirit. That's another whole section to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me just give you a hint about that.
Okay.
You see, it's like an organ. A guy's going to play an organ in the church, you know, and it has all those pipes and sounds. You pull out the stops, and once it sounds like a violin, and all of a sudden it sounds like a trumpet, and then all of a sudden it sounds like the different pianos.
Right.
Because now, all the virtues, let's say there are 200 virtues, and the Holy Spirit is going to be playing His organ for each of us all day long. Mm-hmm. And any situation you get into might require 5 or 10 virtues for a moment, and then all of a sudden switch over to another moment, and He's going to play some other different virtues, like thoughtfulness, gratitude, carefulness, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Say any beautiful thing about a human being, friendliness, courtesy, trustworthiness, fidelity, or faithfulness. All these are virtues that say that a teacher in a classroom is going to be operating on all these virtues simultaneously with all the different kids in the class. Each one is going to get a kind of different response depending on his ability to receive it. Anyway, that's that, Father.
That brings up a lot, because like back to that whole thing about unity and division, if we look at everyone having something to share, then everyone has value. But if we start measuring that only certain people have any value, then we don't care about those who don't fall into that little circle, and that's where your division comes from.
Well, all you have to do is look to the master who gives an example of taking a little old lady that's bent over for 18 years. She couldn't stand up. I've seen that. So somewhere when I was a kid, the person could not look up. He was bent like an elbow macaroni.
Oh, wow.
And the feet are one place and the head's right next to it. Well, anyway, our Lord said, she's not even asking for a miracle, but I can't stand it. I'm going to heal her. And so our Lord then will say the same thing to some of us.
Mm-hmm.
These people are so messed up. I can't stand it. I'm just going to heal them. Of course, it takes a lifetime sometimes to get healed.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to do it. The Savior.
And I think one of the problems that we may deal with is the Lord sees that you need a healing that you don't see, and you think you need a different kind of healing that he doesn't think you need. So in other words, you feel yourself falling short of the Lord, and he may not look at you that way at all. Just say, well, I'm working on this. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
We diagnose ourselves when we have a pain. I have a pain here in my knee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem is not in your knee. It's behind your ear, someplace up there, and it's coming out. Ask anybody that does that puncture. You know,
oh, acupuncture, yeah.
Acupuncture, yeah. My problem is in my knee. Well, no, your problem is behind your ear. If we give you a little needle behind your ear, it goes away.
Wow.
Oh, okay, or whatever, however it works.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. No, I understand. Okay. This is powerful. This is fascinating, and I think what we're really seeing more and more. I think maybe I should put it this way. One of the things that we're seeing this, and it really is for all people to understand, that part of living our Catholic faith is to, in our prayer, seek that deeper understanding of what it means to be, I would say a Catholic, but there were other Christians who are also listening, to see what it means to be a Christian, a disciple of Christ. And if we just sum it up, as I was saying earlier, as, you know, this is just following the rules, then we'll never get to these deeper understanding.
The people who are not Catholics are still baptized, and they have been given the wonderful indwelling of the Holy Trinity. It's so much fun to have three persons in one substance. That's another thing. But,
well,
and
thank
then,
you for saying that. That's good.
And then also, those who sincere, who seek him with a sincere heart.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody popped that in the canon of the Mass when it's going along after the Eucharist has been confected.
Mm-hmm.
That we're during the Mass, and the priest is praying for those also who seek him with a sincere heart. They might not be Catholics at all. They might not even be, they might not even be any religion at all. They may be an atheist.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say about themselves. Those that are baptized by desire, and they receive the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one substance, living in their souls, because he's a spirit. But we're talking about this Last Supper discourse, and I wanted to just finally express myself, too, about the wonderful things that our Lord says. You know, you can pick them out at random, like just go through an index card, and even one has one of the phrases that he said. You believe in God, believe in me, too.
Mm-hmm.
What is he talking about? Why should I believe? Of course, I am equal to God, and I love you effectively instead of just in theory or in a message that is not understood. You believe in God, believe in me too. Why? Because in my Father's house there are many mansions. I have the 1947 translation.
Oh, okay.
It was a nice translation to memorize. They're from that Bible.
Wow.
So, in my Father's house, there are many mansions, or in my Father's kingdom, there are many estates, mm-hmm. castles, or bungalows, whatever you want.
Right.
You know, but I'm going to prepare a place for you, and when I am finished, oh, then what? I will come, and I will take you to myself. Well, if you ever have any hope for a lovely ending to a good life, or even a painful life, whatever kind of life, he's going to come and take me. Why, I can endure just about anything if I know that he's coming to get me.
Hmm.
I'm not going to go to get him. I can't. I can only kind of stand here and hope he takes me when he swings by. And so that's the effect our Lord wants to have on us when he says, I will take you to myself, that where I am, there you also may be. Isn't that a nice comparison? You also may be.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord says, and see, after the resurrection, go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my God, my Father, and your Father, my God, and your God. A wonderful thing to have to hear in our ears. And of course, everybody who says a rosary can recall things like that in the resurrection decade.
Right.
You know,
right.
I am ascending to my Father and your Father. It wasn't until after he rose from the dead that he could really say that in the new profound way. My God is your God. Wow.
We're going to talk more with Alfred Mira next week. In the meantime, I should remind you that where he talks about the priest prays for those who seek the Lord with a sincere heart, you'll find it in the fourth Eucharistic prayer. Now, this message. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. We'll talk to you next week. Have a blessed day.